It is Friday, May 3rd, 2024. This is another edition of Baseball Today. That is my man, Trevor Plouffe. I am Chris Rose, producer Dan, along for the ride as well. Oh, we got a lot to cover as we get you ready for another huge baseball weekend. We're going to start with not one, but two tips of the cap. One from a personal note. It is the last day of high school for our youngest son, Brady Rose, who is off to Butler. He finally made his decision. So, okay. Yeah, he's off to the great city of Indianapolis.
You didn't tell me that. I know we were deciding between Butler and a couple of other schools. I thought maybe those Ducks up there in Oregon were going to get him, but I like it.
Yeah.
Good for Brady. Good for Brady. He's a stud.
He's very excited. That's all I care about. And
those two pictures. Come on, man.
I know.
You made me cry right now.
Dude, that's like first day of kindergarten, last day of high school. It's, if you think you're going to cry, think how we're dealing with it.
Sheesh.
Woo. Onions. Cutting onions. All right, other tip of the cap is baseball-wise, and it also is a family story. You had Mike Yastrzemski homering in yet another series in the POC that his granddaddy, I'm not going to say helped build, but certainly helped lay the foundation up there. Triple crown winner, hit 237 homers in that ballpark. The Hall of Famer, Carl Yastrzemski, they had a nice chat, grandfather to grandson chat before the game, and then Yaz ends up going deep for the second time up there. That's cool.
I love that. I mean, anytime you could share something with your grandfather, it's awesome, whether that's like a cup of coffee or just some stories. But when you share like homers in the same big league park, I'm into it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then, you know what? I think the baseball gods were going to point in his direction anyway, because there was a cute little kid who had a sign that said, you know, I was skipping school for this day. Check, you know, come to a ball game. Check. And then wanted a picture with him. And ended up checking that box as well. So that was
love all. Love that. Love stuff. That.
Yeah. Awesome. Really, really fun day. No question. All right. Are we having a little bit of a mic issue for Trevor? Okay. All right.
It is. It should be.
All right. Everybody, you sound good?
I think.
Yeah. I think.
Hello.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's keep going. Biggest series maybe to date this season will be taking place out here in Los Angeles, Chavez Ravine, as the Braves continue their West Coast swing with a weekend stop to face the Dodgers. What is the most interesting thing to watch in this series?
For me personally, it's Max Fried throwing in LA. I just love every time some of that happens. I think it's really cool. But I think in the series, I mean, we have this built up as, you know, juggernaut versus juggernaut. Mm-hmm. And so far, the Dodgers' top players have been going and doing what they're supposed to do. And Atlanta's necessarily haven't been. I know Austin Riley's like kind of getting hot a little bit, but between Olsen, Acuna, and Riley, you know, three guys that are supposed to carry this team, they haven't really been doing that. Atlanta's still winning baseball games. They still have plenty of other people in the lineups, but those guys are the guys. So it's supposed to be a matchup of guys versus guys. And I'm curious to see if this, you know, them seeing the guys across the field there wakes them up a little bit. Because we've seen that happen before. We're like, okay, this is who we're supposed to be competing with. This is, you know, a big series. I know it's May 3rd, but this is a big series. Anytime the Braves, Dodgers play together or against each other, I feel like the best gets brought out of both of them. So I guess that's what I'm looking for is, will those three guys kind of step it up and take control in this series?
And also the last couple of years, right, these two teams, they expected to see one another in the NLCS like we did those consecutive years, and they both got bounced in the divisional round. That can't feel good. So I think that if you were to ask a lot of people that don't have a dog in the fight in the National League, would you like this to be the NLCS preview?
I think I
would like to see it, because I think that would be fun with greatness against greatness. You made an excellent point, and that's what I am focused on, are the top three in each order,
okay, right?
Mookie has been sensational. Actually, better than – we need a better word than sensational, because that's not sensational enough to describe the season that he has had. Shohei Ohtani has been nothing short of remarkable. It has been a fairly interesting 5 weeks for him in Dodger blue. Freddie Freeman, I feel like, is just kind of laying in the weeds, but at some point he's going to end up carrying this team. The top three in the other lineup, or at least I would say three of the four, because Ozzie Albies, he missed a little time. He was on IR and has actually had a good year. So I'm talking 1, 3, and 4, Acuna, Riley, and Olsen. They have combined for 6 homers and an OPS right around 700, which is not, that's not what they expect. It's not what Braves fans expect. It's not what we as baseball fans expect. So I think that's going to change. At this point last year, they had 18 homers combined. And maybe this is a series that gets them going. In 7 games last year, they combined for 6 homers, 3 by Acuna. So we'll see if that gets them going. And I think, you know, I want all the best players to play their best, and I don't care who wins the series. I just want to see good baseball. I'll be watching.
Love that. Love that. So I'm dealing with my daughter back here a little bit. I had to go off camera for a sec. She wants me to turn on a TV show, and I'm
what she watching?
She was watching Bluey, and now she's watching some guys like try some pasta. I don't know how it got there. So
we're good. The Food Network?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. As long as it's all appropriate.
It is appropriate. I'm watching too.
All right. I am wearing the Orioles cap today. That's because the Birds took 3 of 4 in their home series against the New York Yankees. Your biggest takeaway from that series was?
Well, the Birds are legit. I love Gunnar Henderson, and I also love Juan Soto. What's the stare down for? I wasn't really sure what that was all about. Kind of love that. But I have an answer.
Yes.
Do you have an answer for my stare down question?
Well, it was just that Dean Kramer did not like, apparently, that Soto did the shuffle. And Soto said he probably didn't like me hitting the ball 450 feet either.
No, probably not. He's probably right about that one, like as a beast. I think the biggest takeaway for me is Kyle Bradish looks good. And that was something that I think a lot of Orioles fans were, you know, concerned about. Like, hey, this is one of our top starters last year. Comes back, makes his first start of the season, you know, has got injured in January. I think he got a PRP injection. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you rehab these things and like you don't know how they're going to turn out. But everything looked like regular for him and his start. They end up taking the series from the Yankees. Like, the Birds are legit, dude. And you can you know, you can find holes if you look, I guess, but they're just holes on the surface. They're not real holes. Like, this team can get the job done in a plethora of different ways, and they showed it this weekend.
I mean, I've mentioned this several times. I think they're one of the 2 or 3 most fascinating teams this year because obviously they're coming off a 100-win season and you want to see what they can do to follow that up. But also because they've got so much good young talent that whatever holes they do have come July, I'll be fascinated to see which guys stick around too.
Oh yeah, you always talk about that. You think they're going to trade? I just don't see that. I just don't.
I do, because I think at some point that they're going to have to make a move, whether it's in that bullpen because they feel like they need to solidify things a little bit more, or you know, we just saw Grayson Rodriguez, who pitched well against the Yankees, ended up on the injured list too. So, you know, they need to get through there. Okay. They need to be able to match up, and that's something they could not do last postseason. Now, you make the trade for Corbin Burns, and you don't end up giving up that much.
No.
You're still in good shape. And, you know, he can match up with anybody at any time. I suppose my biggest takeaway, though, from the series is that Baltimore is the shit in the AL East. Do you know that they have not lost a series against a divisional foe in more than a year? They have won 12 of 16 series. They've split the other 4 in that stretch. So this dates back to the last week of April of 2023. They are 36-17 against divisional opponents during that span, and that includes winning 6-7 this season. That's serious stuff because it's
that's
not like
deal.
Yeah, that's not a pushover division, right? I mean, it's a division where we saw 3 teams make the playoffs last year, and we expect probably 3 teams to make the playoffs this year. And it just means they're really good. That this is not, they're not doing this with magic or anything. This is a legit organization.
Gunnar Henderson, I mean, what else can we say about this guy?
Nothing.
Like, he looks like the best player in baseball. Like, he's,
mm-hmm.
He's
there
the man.
Question. Yeah.
And he's 22?
Sure. Yeah. I'm not so sure I love his mustache, but it, you know, he hits with it, so I don't care about that.
His swing is gorgeous. When I watch him play, that's kind of the first thing I notice is it's so powerful, it's pretty, and it's repeatable. And I wish my swing looked like that. A little jealousy, I think.
You
is
have
what it is.
To do you have to be left-handed in order to qualify for the most swing in baseball?
I hate to give it to this guy, but A-Rod had one of the prettiest swings in baseball as a right-hander. Manny Ramirez, really pretty right-handed swing.
Good.
Who else? Yeah, there's some, but I tend to agree with you.
I mean, who had the prettiest swing in baseball out of the last 50 years?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Even Rafael Palmeiro had a really nice swing. Not a big Rafael Palmeiro fan, but give credit where credit's due. Nice swing.
There was one other thing that I loved seeing. It felt like, and I kind of poked around for some quotes here, and there were a lot of Orioles players that were saying it, and there were a few Yankees fan players that were saying it, that it was nice that the Orioles fans kind of reclaimed Camden Yards as their own. Because
ooh, I like
so
that.
Many Yankees fans take the train down, right? We saw our boys take Amtrak yeah. down there and go to the games. Cedric Mullins made a point of it. Clark Schmidt, who pitched in this series for the Yankees, he said it was actually kind of fun feeling like you were the enemy in this ballpark. He goes, I love our fans and they'll travel anywhere, but it was kind of, it felt like a big series, a big road series, which I thought was kind of an interesting comment.
That's awesome. I mean, I never played for the Yankees, so I don't understand what it's like for a fan base to travel like that. I know when I went in there with the Twins, we were there, seemed like quite often on opening days and stuff. So we were there for some big games. And when that place fills up with Oriole fans, it's so loud. It's great. It's a great atmosphere, you know, great ballpark. So they like deserve a team like this. I feel that way.
Yeah, I think they're easy to root for now because of the ownership change. For yeah. so long, it was miserable. Like, you might like the players. You might like the manager. You might like what the front office does. If your owner is an asshole, you're not. It's hard. It is really, really hard. And I'm not talking about rooting for your team, but for, like, it was hard for me to get behind the Orioles kind of all growing up together and everything because of the Angelos family was just yuck.
I hit on that this morning on Talking Baseball. I was talking about the A's, and I'm saying, hey, man, like, you can hate what's going on in Oakland. You can hate the ownership, but, like, don't hate the players that are playing the game. Like, these are some right. good players out there giving it their all. They have nothing to do with any of that. They're 15-17 right now. Like, they some really, like, I don't want to say no-name guys, but some no-name guys are mm-hmm. are performing really well out there. And I know it as a fan, it's hard to separate those things sometimes, like the ownership from the players. But, like, again, players have no choice of where they get to play until years into their big league time. So they have nothing to do with this.
Right. And it's actually been kind of comical to see all of the movie Major League memes that are out there now.
Oh, you know, yeah. That's really funny.
It is. It's great. It's been really good. And you make a good point. It's just hard to, I think it's hard for us as fans to separate the two, right? To separate what ownership is all about from the team, because we feel like if there is any team success, that the owners end up lining their pockets. Whether yeah. it's true or not, that's how we end up feeling.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. It's getting warmer. Got sunnier days are calling. What does that mean? You're going to want to do stuff. That means you need to fuel up. You need some energy, and our friends at Factors. They can help you out with those no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals just in time for summer, thanks to the menu of chef crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factors Fresh, never frozen meals. They are dietitian approved. They are ready to eat in just 2 minutes, right? You take that fork out of the drawer, you puncture that bad boy, you set the microwave for 2 minutes and 2 seconds, because I'm one of those kind of nerdy microwave type dudes. And voila. They've got 35 different meals. They've got more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, so you always have new flavors to explore. Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Treat yourself the best way you can. For me, I like to have it in the middle of the day, right? For so many days, I would open the fridge when I'm out of my Factor meals, and I go, damn, what do I have for lunch? And then I end up going to the pantry and start eating shit that I just shouldn't eat. So when my Factor makes my fridge full, I'm better. I am better for it, and my belly is full. So head on over to factormeals.com/today50. If you use that code today50, you're going to get half off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That is the code today50 at factormeals.com/today50. Once again, half off your first box and 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
I would do that just to get the juices they have too. The juices are delicious.
Yeah, those are great. Those are great. They hook you up.
Turmeric shot, the turmeric ginger shots. You need those people. Anti-inflammatories, natural, the natural way.
Yeah, the natural way. That's the important way. Oh, yeah, look at you, muscles. I see you, muscles, McGillicuddy.
Did you see the picture of me and Joe Ryan together?
Oh, yeah.
Very, very courageous of me to do that.
That was.
That'd be like you taking your shirt off and me being next to you.
Really?
You're courageous enough to do that. We'll get together one summer day and just go bod versus bod.
Yeah, okay? I can see that. I can see that. Boy, oh boy, you're going to be a major winner that day. Speaking of winners, Mets get it done, walking off the Cubbies in extras. What was more impressive, Starling Marte throwing out runners at the plate in consecutive innings, or Francisco Lindor having his Michael Jordan flu game, having a couple of extra base hits off the bench, including the game winner?
So initially I was going to say Starling Marte. I love outfield assists. This throw, you know, brings the catcher up the line, which, you know, I think maybe in one episode coming up, we'll talk about throws up the line and teams trying to do that. Cause I learned a lot of things on this road trip with the Twins. I was going to say that, but I'm gonna go with Francisco Lindor with the flu game for a couple reasons. Number one, I'm the worst. I don't get sick very often, but when I get sick, Olivia makes fun of me all the time. Like, she's like, you're useless. Like, you just are gone. We don't even count on you for anything. So, like, I am one of those guys. If I get sick, don't even ask me to do a thing. Don't know what it is. To be able to play a Major League Baseball game like that, that means a lot. But to be able to do it and get your team a victory was awesome. I also want to give Joey Wendell credit, too, because he was also sick. So, he hit for Joey Wendell. So, it was like it was a team flu game. Joey Wendell starts, then Lindor comes in for him, gets the knocks. It's very difficult to do. To come off the bench in general in a big league game, but to do it when you're sick. And it wasn't just him. I think it was his wife and his daughter were also sick. So, like, even showing up to the park like that after dealing with Lord knows what throughout the night, I think people will say, oh, we just had a little tummy ache. Well, you know, come on, man. You know, when you're sick, trying to do anything is tough. Like, go try to face a major league pitching in the bottom of the 11th inning and come up with a walk-off hit. I'm going to go with Lindor on this one.
By the way, when you have a walk-off and the guy who does it has the flu. Yeah. How about just a distant, like, hey, good job, bro.
Just a good thumbs up.
Air high five. Air high five from like 50 feet away. Yeah, that is pretty impressive. His comments afterward were hilarious. You know, he's like, I was on nausea medicine because I didn't want to throw up or poop my pants at shortstop.
I mean, it's happened before.
What?
George Brett.
He pooped his pants.
Don't you remember that story? There's a clip of him telling the story at Royal Spring Training where he's talking about pooping his pants.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wonder, what happens if you do have to take a shit and you're in the field and it's like,
you got to hold it, bro.
That sucks.
There's nothing you can do. What, are you going to call timeout?
Wow, that's
crazy. Worst case scenario, if you called timeout and you said, I got to go, like, they would just, you'd be out of the game. They'd put somebody else in, you're done.
Did you ever think you were going to have a moment like that?
No, I don't really ever get like that. No. So, no, the answer to that question is no, Chris.
Sorry, I'm having a tough time with the giggles.
What's yours? Is it Marte or is it Lindor?
Marte.
It's pretty good.
I love it when guys get thrown out at the plate. And then it happened in consecutive innings. I was like, am I really seeing this? And credit to Omar Narvaez, too. He had one sort of short hop that wasn't easy. And did a great – how much shit happened at home plate at Citi Field, by the way, this week, huh?
A lot. Speaking of shit, a lot.
We'll have more on that momentarily. All right, give me one team that – I originally wrote in the question, a struggling team that needs a little pep talk. It doesn't have to be a struggling team. So if you wanted to go a different direction on the fly here, go for it.
Well, I'm going to stick with the original question, but if I can give like a little foreword to my Twins – 10-0, last 10 games, 10 game win streak, White Sox, Angels, White Sox. Now you got the big bag Red Sox coming to town. I believe they're facing Tanner Houck tonight.
They are.
Don't change a thing. You don't got to try any harder, okay? Just continue to do what you're doing. But the team I want to give a talk to is the Toronto Blue Jays. I just don't get it, Chris. I want them to be good. I think they should be good. They have a great roster. At least I think they have a great roster. I tell myself that all the time. I'm like, hey, these guys should hit. They should pitch. They should win a lot of baseball games. Mm-hmm. And like, it just doesn't happen for them. Right now, Chris, 21st in OPS, 26th in runs. Their starting pitching is 22nd in WHIP. 25th in hits per nine. Like, none of the numbers, I'm just like naming random numbers, none of them are good. The bullpen, 18th in WHIP, 30th in homers given up, 25th in ERA. Like, nothing is going right for this team, yet you're still kind of like firmly in the mix. So I don't know what needs to be done. We saw the Angels completely shake up their roster. Some of that was from injuries, some not, but like, something needs to be done. Whether it needs to be a lineup shuffle, people getting sent down to AAA and some people are being brought up, like, something has to be done, because like, in my eyes, this roster is not as bad as they're playing. I don't know if it's good enough to make the playoffs. I think it is, but maybe I'm just mistaken. But until something changes, I mean, it's going to be another one of those years for the Blue Jays and Toronto fans. And you just don't want to see that.
Somebody on this show might have predicted that they would make the World Series.
I know.
I mean, I don't know who that could be, but producer Dan, was that you? No, it wasn't.
The only guy that's doing anything really is Justin Turner.
Yeah.
Who, like, they brought in. We knew he was going to be good. Varsho's done well offensively. Mm-hmm. David Schneider's been doing well offensively. But, like, the guys that we think we should be counting on haven't done it yet. And it's like, There's been some good starting pitching. There's been some bad starting pitching. Like, it just – something needs to change. I don't know what it is. Is it the voice – like, I don't give managers any credit. Like, but is that – is, like, is it a culture problem?
The word culture, it bothers me.
Okay.
It does.
Why?
From this standpoint. How many great teams do you hear of having a shitty culture? And how many terrible teams are you like, man, that culture is freaking awesome. They went 60 and 102, but holy shit, did they have fun.
I mean, Bud Black just said that about the Rockies. Things are good in the clubhouse. We're doing well. They're not doing well on the field.
Do you buy that?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, like that. I think that's a thing. I don't know. Like, I'm sure that the clubhouse is fine. I've really like haven't been in many clubhouses that's like a wreck. Now, like, it could be like a few things on the peripherals aren't great. Like, it may not be great, but I haven't ever been on one that's been just completely shit, if you will.
Yeah.
So I don't know like how much that's what part of that is, like how much a percentage of it is or just bad play. I don't know, but I just want the Blue Jays to be good.
Right.
Like, this window is running out. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah. Not only that, I think that they could trade some guys by July if they feel like it's going sideways.
Yeah.
So they've got, I'd put 6 weeks on it right now.
Let me just tell you this. Okay. Baseball Reference does top 10 players per war, per Baseball Reference war.
Yeah.
There's only one guy that you'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's Jose Barrios. He's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton Varsho's number one, which, you know, we know the defense is there, but he's been doing it offensively as well. So Dalton Varsho, Jose Barrios, IKF is three on your team. Justin Turner is four on your team. Ernie Clement is five on your team. Danny Jansen is six on your team. Where are the stars? Where are Springer? Where is Bichette? Where is Vladdy?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Nope. Interesting one. I am going to go with the team that participated in the World Series last year, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Big series against the San Diego Padres this weekend. Is anybody, like we talked about, the Padres, Diamondbacks, and Giants all had a chance to be the second best team in that division, and they're all just kind of staring at each other with the Spider-Man meme. You know, like, they've all kind of been similar, but I want to focus here on Arizona. Ketel Marte, sensational. He has been awesome. Christian Walker, really good. Merrill Kelly has been their best pitcher. Unfortunately, he's on the shelf for at least a month, so they got to deal with that. They haven't had Seawald all year. They just sent Tommy Henry down this week. They optioned him. maybe I'm talking specifically to Corbin Carroll.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's happened to him. I saw somebody on social media, and I whiffed for not like sending the tweet to myself, so I had access to it. But they said since he kind of banged up his shoulder last year, his numbers have not been good at all. And I am wondering if he's hurt, because I cannot believe what I'm looking at. It is a 546 OPS and one homer so far through 5 weeks. That is not the dude that we saw last year that was just burst on the scene. We're like, holy shit, this guy's going to be a star for the next decade. So if he is hurt, I'd like to see him get well. And if he is well, then I'd like to see him do better. And I'm not saying this is all on one guy, but for God's sakes, the first 5 weeks, your biggest moment this year has been made by a 37-year-old beekeeper. And that's where we are with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I'm so over the beekeeper. Oh, my goodness.
Stop it. You know what? I mentioned his name just so that we could slide it in. You know what? I'm going to try and get him in once a week. I am.
You're going to just start referencing the beekeeper once a week?
Yeah.
He's too handsome. He's too handsome. The guy can't have it all, Chris. He can't have it all.
What do you mean? The guy got called off the field at his kid's T-ball game to drive.
I know. I'm in on the story, but he's too good looking. Then he was just too.
Would you feel better if it was an ugly beekeeper?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. His business must be booming, right?
Yeah, he's gotten it. Did you see the number of Topps cards they sold?
Unbelievable.
Good. That's great.
Hey, let me say this.
Yeah.
So we did this chat. We'll just do this quickly. We did this chat on Talking Baseball. We talked about like those three teams you mentioned, Padres, Diamondbacks, and Giants. Like, who would you take the rest of the way? Like, who's the best team out of those three?
I think that
the Diamondbacks and the Padres offensive numbers are like identical. Team stats are like identical.
I know. And the Giants offense has been horrid.
Yeah. Horrid. I thought they'd have the best lineup out of all of them, like Me one too. Through nine.
Me too. The Padres have the most offensive stars.
Yep. And they've had some guys go for them like Merrill and Profar.
I think they're the easiest pick.
Okay. I chose the Diamondbacks. I chose the Diamondbacks. I thought they like when healthy and all together, I think they had the best pitching staff.
Yeah, they're not going to have Merrill Kelly for a while.
They're not going to have him for a while, but we still need E-Rod to get out here. Montgomery has been up and down.
Yeah, he's fine.
But like, they're still kind of doing it offensively. Corbin Carroll coming back to life would be massive for them.
Need that. All right, last thing. One of the comments on yesterday's show, it was hilarious. I have to just tell you, I was still laughing about it after our show was over. For people that didn't catch Thursday's show, we were talking about the Alonso getting called out against the Cubs to end the game from Wednesday night. Here we go.
You're going to sound stupid, Chris, but I really think that we have the technology and the ability to do this. Home plate is the only plate, right? It's not a base. I think that we should have the ability to raise the plate like after the pitch is done. Like we can easily do
that. Whoa. To hit a button and all of a sudden out of the ground, it goes,
boom. Yeah. What, you think we can't do that?
I did not think this is where the discussion was going
to
go.
I think we need to do that.
Hilarious.
Why is this so funny?
Come on, man. To have a home plate after a pitch is batted into play.
Well, you can't have... You can have it because pitches obviously could hit it and they'd go all over the place. So it has to be flat when the pitch is thrown. But why couldn't we do that? And everyone's like, oh, the pitchers are going to trip over it. People are going to trip over the other three bases are bases. You don't see people tripping over that. They're like, these are professional athletes. They know the base is there. They're not going to trip over it. Okay. It's just going to make it like uniformed.
Okay. The reason I brought this back up wasn't for us to have a discussion, but some of the people out there, their comments were hilarious. You ready?
Yes, this can't wait.
Coach Mike Pod, those who can't do teach. Those who can't teach have a podcast.
Who said that?
Coach Mike Pod.
Was he coach?
Oh, come on. Hey,
were the Dodgers going to hire you? Funny. Were the Dodgers going to hire you?
Let's not take this personal. Let's laugh at ourselves.
I'm just kidding.
This one was funny. Lift malfunction launches home plate into the air at 140 miles per hour, decapitates CB Buckner.
That's funny. I don't find that funny. We're 0 for 2 so far on these ones. Give me one more.
This one from Trippy Longstocking, who said, my initial reaction was, this is insane, but I think it might actually be brilliant. That's
me and Trippy Longstocking on the same level, as it sounds about right.
Yeah. Was there a little bit of you after you said it where you're like, wow, I can't believe I said that?
No, because I've actually thought about this quite often, Chris. Like, I just don't understand. I mean, I know why it's flat because of the pitches, but like, it's the way the game is policing collisions at home plate. It's completely different than any other base. So like, I just want to make each base, and I'm going to include home plate in that. I want to just make them all uniform. That's all. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's like come up. I don't know how they would work. I said technology. I don't really think that's technology to do it. It's just more like mechanical stuff.
There's probably technology involved.
Whatever we're doing at home plate right now is stupid. I'm going to say that. Okay. So it's more stupid than what I came up with.
So I ran it past both Josh and Brady.
Okay.
But I wanted to just play it in the background when I wasn't like, hey, listen to this. Because I wanted to see if they were, you know, how they kind of half listen to you occasionally. You'll find this out when they get older. They really don't listen fully, but they kind of half listen. So I played it loud, and it kind of got their attention. And then when you mentioned, no, seriously, I want the home plate to raise, Brady looked at me like, what is he talking about?
I mean, look, I'm sorry I'm innovative, Chris. You know, people laugh at a lot of innovators.
I applaud you for trying. It just caught me so off guard. I had to laugh. I wasn't laughing at you.
Electricity? Why do we want that? We don't need that. Man. Oh my gosh, a gas-powered vehicle? We got horses.
You're going to be the one that's laughing at us in 8 years there is some button pusher at every stadium and it's their job and somebody will have cashed in on your idea.
Someone's got to create jobs in this economy. Here I am.
There you are. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We are back at it again Monday, and we cannot wait. Enjoy your baseball or whatever you're doing, family time. I can't wait. I'm going to a freaking Kentucky Derby party on Saturday. I'm getting all dressed up, man.
That's nice.
I know. Like, I cannot wait. Okay. I don't get dressed up very much anymore, so this is going to be a big-time deal.
Love that for you.
Color my beard and stuff. This is going to be excellent. I cannot wait. So I'm going out twice this weekend. That's
so
like
you have to like get, you got to like get dressed up in like a fit, like a Kentucky Derby fit.
Oh yeah.
Like, is Michelle wearing a big hat?
Oh hell yeah, we ordered it.
Oh
yeah, she's gonna look great. And
she's
smoking
hot.
She is. I'm whatever. All right, everybody have a wonderful weekend. For our one of a kind producer Dan Rourke, whom I love, by the way, chat and comment section. I love him. I also love Trevor Plouffe because that's my man. I am Chris Rose. Have a wonderful weekend. We will see you Monday on Baseball Today.